Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hour 5 of the G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Comerica Backyard. Woo! Salute to you, Mr. Bull in a China shop.
Yeah, baby.
He's a fired-up Ranger fan as they host the Cards tonight. And now, Doley is out. Seager's back. And things are hopefully going to be looking up by this time Monday. Okay, but right now, we need more baseball. Pre-game's coming up at 6:30. Here's Wolchek with your proper round trip.
All right, so the roof's supposed to be open tonight. Has not officially started to open just yet. I'm sure that will happen here. It could be any moment as we get closer and closer to first pitch pregame at 6:30. Sean McFarland, our buddy from the Dallas Morning News, and according to his very rushed research, tonight will be the second latest the Globe Life Field roof has ever been open in the first half of the season. The last time, the first latest, was June 8th, 2021. Aside from that, it's only been open in May or September, October.
So yeah, I was talking with the parking lot guy on the way in. I was like, dude, are you living this up or what? You know, how lucky are we to have it be this late in the year at 80 degrees?
Thank goodness. We'll take it for as long as we can.
I'll tell you what, I had to make the long walk today.
I noticed that.
Dawson was laughing at me, too, by the way.
I think maybe you bragged about it too much on air
last
time. Yeah, good.
I think I did. I think I did. He goes, yep. Mr. Broadus, you're not on the top 50 list.
Oh, uh-huh. He told you,
He did. He told me, and I go, all right, well, listen, hey, I'm...
It might have to do with demand of the series, you know? Yeah. Like, if we could get some, like, horrible team with no interest, maybe their media wouldn't be traveling, and then the 50 spots could be used up by us.
Yeah, those Colorado series, they didn't care. Yeah.
You think that maybe the Cardinals are bringing some people in?
I think
we
so.
Love you.
We love you.
Dude, that's a good-looking jersey right there.
That Texas Tech jersey
is pretty sweet. Tech jersey looks great.
Wow. Man.
That's a good-looking jersey.
Wow, he's got the calamine lotion and everything.
We appreciate you, homie.
Tolo.
This guy's a big-time Tolo right here. Thank you so much, dog. We appreciate you.
This is great.
The wife's like, hell yeah, he is. I'm listening all the time in the car.
Big-time.
Grandma's listening. We appreciate you.
Let's go.
Look at the back of that jersey. That's a good-looking jersey,
man. It is, dude. It is. Bruce Bochy said that they're not going to rush Nathan Eovaldi back. They're going to push back his next start a few days.
No.
He's scheduled for Tuesday in Tampa, but there's an off day on Monday allowing others to pitch on regular rest. So keep Evo's arm ready to rock. And, I mean, the fact that he's not going on the IL I think is fine. So, hey, you just push his start back a couple of days. That's something that's going to end up happening, Brian.
Do we ever worry about when we kind of hear the news, like everything's okay, and then the next thing you know it's –
Well, if it's just
they're having Tommy John,
if they go on the IL,
I think we've gotten through enough.
Yeah, I think with Evo, it's fine.
When you hear triceps or form, it's fine.
Yeah,
if you can make it 48 hours, you're good.
Yeah, I think he's all right.
Okay, please.
All right, let's
talk
your Rangers do over. Bleacher Report had an article a do over for every Major League Baseball team from this offseason. You had one Rangers do over from this offseason, whether it was somebody they signed. Traded, whatever you want to go with, hired. What would be your Rangers do-over?
Is this the Jock Peterson thing?
That's what Bleacher Report has, signing Jock Peterson.
Yeah, it's got to be that.
I feel bad saying that, too. Jock Peterson seems like a good dude.
Oh, he is. He's awesome.
I mean, he was super nice to you guys in the clubhouse, right?
Really great guy.
In the spring training.
Yeah, sweetheart.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Mm-hmm. And that's a big reason why, you know, see why I wanted to bring him in. But, yeah, it was a really, really bad start for him. He did seem like he was figuring it out a little bit, unfortunately, now on the IL. He's got the broken hand. But, hey, man.
Adolis contract?
Well, it was 2 years, $37 million.
I know, but was that this time last year? Was that a do-over possibility, Adolis contract?
No, I think they did that after the World Series.
I think, wasn't he an arbitration guy?
I thought he was arbitration, and then they gave him the two,
and
right?
He didn't like, they're getting him pretty overall. They're not really paying him a ton of money. But still, you could have traded him. You could have said, hey, trade Adolis Garcia.
I mean, the trade worked out.
And then everybody would have been standing outside of this stadium with pitchforks and torches and CY would have been fighting him off.
But I guess if he ended up performing poorly somewhere else and you got a decent return for him, they'd circle back and be like, hey, you guys made the right decision there. I don't know. I think another one you could talk about is just still not coming into the season with a surefire closer. And it hasn't burned him
That's even better than anything that we've said so far.
Like, Luke Jackson had a great month, but then it's, you know.
He's been okay in the non-leveraged situations, which is crazy.
Yeah. And Robert Garcia, I mean, they've got some options there, but it's still one where you're wondering about. Like, if you did have a team that was hitting and we weren't just so frustrated with the offense. Now, the bullpen, really the entire starting rotation of the bullpen has not been an issue. But I think that would be, if we're nitpicking and we were looking at a team that we're still envisioning as a World Series contender, that would certainly still be an area of concern. It's like, well, what are you going to do in a game, in a closing situation? Who is going to be your closer?
There's no way in hell that we came out of spring training and the bats, and they just kept scoring runs and scoring. There's no way in hell we saw this coming, right?
No, I didn't expect the offense to be.
That's what I was asking CY. I mean, the pitching was like, we were like, oh, maybe the pitching holds up.
On paper, this was a really, really good lineup.
Should they have maybe kept, thank you, should they have maybe kept Nathaniel Lowe? I know what you got for him has been really nice here with Garcia. But, I mean, having him instead of Jock Peterson.
Sure.
Or is it Berger? Berger's kind of, that would be the Berger thing, right?
Berger was sort of the swap. But
yeah, I mean,
just for the position.
Separate moves. Yeah, but like Berger could have been DH'ing for you now if you wanted. Yeah. You might have had a better option there at DH.
Bassick said something really telling. They were bad at DH last year, and they're still bad right now.
Yeah, because at least Berger's turning around, and you know he's looking good now. But certainly he was struggling to start the season.
Yeah, what's Berger's like OPS for May? I think it's 766.
Yeah, he's been really good. He's been really good. Okay, now this is not a good baseball story. Lance McCullers Jr. of the Houston Astros.
Oh, it's not struggling more down there, is it?
Well, his family's receiving online death threats. He had a bad start, and his 5-year-old daughter, Ava, overheard his wife, Kara, talking on the phone about it.
And
what followed was a painful conversation that now he's got to have with his little girl, and I think all of us can relate to this as parents. But she asked me when I came home, Daddy, like, what is threats? Who wants to hurt us? Who wants to hurt me? So this is where sports are sports.
Yeah.
And I'm a diehard passionate sports fan like everyone else here and everybody that's probably cruising around listening to us. But we don't need to be attacking people.
Heck no.
There's a line that we don't cross here. We don't need to be making personal attacks on people, whether it is something that you're actually going to do or you're just throwing it out there and you think it's a joke because it's not funny. So we need to just be better out there. I mean, that's not cool. I hate the Astros as much as anybody, but that crap, that can't be happening. So, I mean, that's tough for McCullers. He's got MLB security that's now working with him and the Houston Police Department, so they're kind of watching over his family right now. But just over
that's
a bad start in May,
we're
having death threats at a pitcher.
Would you be, if you were the Astros front office, would you be trying to help him out and maybe move him, trade him?
Oh, absolutely. I'm trying
Would you try? I mean, well, I know, but I mean, he's not. I mean, he's coming off surgeries and stuff, but do you try and maybe, like, it's.
I would like to thank Houston this time around for, you know, if you're going to make death threats, at least keep it in-house. You know, let's keep the Rangers out of this. So I would appreciate that. I know some of them can't help doing death threats. That's clear at this point. So thanks for keeping it inside your city limits this time. Thank you, Wolchuk, for that proper round tripper. Okay, we're going to step aside. Pre-game's coming up at 6:30. Can we sneak in a late-night podge or something?
Yeah, we could Friday News Dump this thing, featuring a Dallas Cowboy that could be on SEAL Team 6 and a challenge for the ages next. next in the nation.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3. The Fan segment is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And pregame's coming up here in 11 minutes. Here's the Chief with a Friday news dump.
Brian Broaddus, what is the greatest ballpark or stadium accommodation known to man?
The family bathroom.
Ding! Nailed it.
Better than credit. Hey, let me tell you what. Find the family bathroom. If you have an emergency like I did earlier, clean, door lock, kind of puts a little sign says, being used. People don't walk in on you.
Nobody's knocking.
Yeah.
The only concern is your exit, you know?
Yeah,
am I going to be shamed by a mom with a bathroom
not
emergency?
At all. Yeah. Not at all, because I just walked out of there. I felt so much better in life. I had to leave during the middle here, you know.
No, we know.
Lunch got me.
We saw you. We were trying to decide if that was an emergency.
Who won the bet?
Number one or number two. I believe Walchuk won the bet. He was going, that was a surefire prairie dog.
That was a soy sauce.
Yeah, he saw me walking out of here.
Something creeped up on you.
I just want to thank the gentleman who runs the suites area, by the way.
Yeah.
He didn't question my credentials. Like, there could have been a problem if he said, listen, you need to get a lanyard for that thing. And
was the same guy that 2 months ago ripped us for no lanyard.
I tell you,
I've been bringing lanyards for the last 2 months,
yeah,
paranoid.
Me too. I made sure
and today he was like, yeah, it's no problem.
I walked up to him and I go, okay, sir, I don't have my lanyard. He goes, oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
Where were you 2 months ago?
Yeah.
Bleep must have been rolling downhill that day.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he got word from a boss.
I think he saw the sweat on Broaddus' forehead. And was
he was rounding you around third.
He's like, get down. I'm like, no, I'm running through.
Please, God, go.
Family bathroom, that's the pro tip.
Family bathroom, if you ever have to, emergencies.
Hey, what'd you think about the Cowboys doing day one? Brian Schottenheimer setting the tone, culture builder, team bonder. Let's go paintballing, boys.
Okay, so last week,
he's gonna be reminded of that in week four.
Yeah. Last week when Shoddy said, I love that Micah was here yesterday, he's been in and out. Yeah. I was wondering, is that what Micah was in for, like the team building of the paintball? Because I wouldn't want to miss that. Like, when did this paintball event happen? Did Micah do it? Or is Micah totally out on everything, even team building?
It was the very first day of OTAs.
Yes, I think he was there.
I think he was there.
He was in for, and I love that, you know, because corporations go out of their minds and out of their way and spend millions of dollars trying to get you to bond in a way away from work. And if he was out on that, I'd be like, dang, dude, not even paintball?
Right.
But that's good.
Well, Tyler Smith said it was crazy. Never done anything like that before in terms of work, environment. It was fun. But he said Marquise Bell.
I believe it.
He says
assassin.
Marquise Bell. Oh, my gosh. Marquise Bell could probably go to SEAL Team 6 I'm not going to lie, the way he be paintballing, Bell for sure was the best.
High situational awareness, cool under fire, accurate.
Field vision.
Good hands.
Toughness, playoff blocks, get low, get around, hide, make shots. Yeah.
This your Donovan Wilson replacement?
Yeah, he plays a lot of Call of Duty.
Yeah. Does he really?
Cut his teeth on special teams. Yeah. You know, understands all three phases.
Had a million tackles.
He's a foxhole guy. Marquise Bell. Let's go be a starter this
year.
You have
to play freaking linebacker for a year.
To be good at Call of Duty, your movement and awareness has to be insane. Like, shooting is only half the battle.
Hey, speaking of battles, how insane does this sound, dude? Somebody is coming up with a challenge. I believe Wolchuk. Have you seen the 24 challenge?
I have, yes. This is unbelievable.
The show 24?
24 cheeseburgers, 24 beers, 24 miles in 24 hours. Hiking the Pacific Crest Trail. Okay? So you got the 999 challenge here, but 24 McDonald's burgers, 24 beers, hike 24 miles, and you do it in 24 hours. This guy thought he could do it. He came up short.
How short?
What? He came up.
He missed out on the beers, right? Yeah, he didn't have 24 beers.
No, I think he just couldn't get all the miles in time. And the burgers, I think, gave him a special challenge. But that is next level, dude.
Oh, okay, so he's right up there on the mountain ridge trying to walk, so you're not able to do 20-minute miles.
No. Yeah. There's some terrain involved here. It's steep.
You're
24
up.
Beers, yeah, 24 cheeseburgers. I would consider that to be one of the more impossible challenges the internet's ever created.
That's wild.
Well, in spite of, you know, the Stars game last night, I would consider today one of our more entertaining shows.
I think we had
You're
some
welcome.
Fun today.
If you enjoyed it over the last 4.5 hours, not a coincidence. We put a lot of talent and hard work and thought into this show. And I want to thank my co-hosts here, especially Lucius Alexander back in the Pimp Cup, who I let down back in what you're drinking and what you're thinking.
Hey, we all did.
But I want to thank him for blaming you guys for it. That was great. Thanks to Broadus as well. Thanks to Wolchuk and Chiafalo, Carter Freeman coordinating your video, and Ruben Portillo, remote engineering. Rangers baseball is coming up next. Until Monday at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.